The president is attempting to wrap his arms around an issue that's long been a frustration for the Veterans Affairs Department. He signed a new executive order that sets up a new function, the Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protections. It will look at accountability procedures for all of VA employees. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco joins me now to tell us what the administration is trying to accomplish with this new office. And what do we know, Nicole, that the office will do?
So it does a few things, but ultimately it's supposed to help VA find duplicative procedures and resources that it already has out there related to this issue of accountability. Dr. David Shulkin is the VA secretary. He says there's also a waste, fraud, and abuse piece to this as well.
It establishes a specific office with a executive in charge that will report directly to me as secretary so that we can identify barriers that are preventing us from moving employees and people that we've identified that should no longer be working at VA and make sure that we can do that expeditiously. And that's an important part of one of our priorities in accomplishing the mission that we have to take care of our country's veterans.
So the, I believe it was a healthcare professional of some kind that he put a release out about a couple weeks ago saying that he couldn't fire this person for watching pornography while he was with the patient. Those are exactly the kinds of employees that they want to get rid of more quickly and for good reason. But Shulkin says he's not exactly sure how much this office will cost. There is going to be a significant commitment to this, he said, because of VA's just sheer size. And he also says, kind of interestingly enough, that some employees in current jobs may actually get moved to work into this office. Here's Shulkin again.
One of the things that we're doing right now is we are looking at our current structure in our corporate setting. We think that the staffing has gotten too large at our corporate offices, and we want to make sure that our resources are out into the field where we can be helping with direct service to veterans. So as we look through our modernization efforts, we're looking to take current staff and move them into new organizations like this. So I am not anticipating that we're looking at adding new staff, but we're looking at using our current staff in a more efficient way.
So Secretary Shulkin sounding pretty low-key about it, but serious, I would say. I'm still trying to figure out how you watch pornography while treating a patient. I don't know. So, Nicole, why is the president signing the order at this point? Tomorrow is his 100th day.
Right. So I think the main reason for this is because pending legislation that could address VA's concerns in this area is still stuck in the Senate. And the current legislation that they already have, VA and many others in Congress all seem to agree that it's just not working. The House passed a bill earlier this year. It's called the VA Accountability First Act. There's a companion sitting right now in the Senate that has about 14 sponsors right now. One of them is Senator John McCain. And Shulkin says that the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee is working on its own version right now. I heard that from the committee itself earlier this week. And these committees spent all last year trying to agree on a compromise to this issue and ultimately couldn't. But staffers on the House VA committee have said in the past that this time the difference this year is Shulkin and also the Trump administration's interest in this topic. And Shulkin says that interest is why we're seeing this executive order right now.
I think that what you're seeing now is the president's commitment to making sure that we stay on track with this and that we're moving aggressively. And so he's asking through his executive order for VA to do everything that it can internally. But we know that that's not going to be enough to get done what I want to get done, which is to be able to, once we identify people that need to leave the organization, to get them out quickly. So I do need legislative help as well.
And we're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. And how is this different from earlier attempts? This is not the first time VA has tried to institute accountability and when they've been caught with their proverbial pants down.
Right. So this executive order does not change any authorities that VA has to discipline or fire employees. This executive order doesn't address that, and it frankly can't address that. That's a fix that will have to come from Congress. But ultimately, the answer to this question is a little unclear. I think to me and to others that I've spoken to about this executive order, the concept of this office that's being created is very similar to the accountability language that Senate VA Committee Chairman Johnny Isaacson introduced in his omnibus last year. That was called the Veterans First Act. It never made it to the Senate floor for a vote. And what's interesting is this is already similar to an office that already looks at this issue that the VA already has. It's called the Office of Accountability Review, and it specifically looks at issues related to the Senior Executive Service. VA stood it up in 2014 after the Phoenix issues at VA. And here's Shulkin, though, on how this office is different.
It's elevating the office directly under me, so that this is a direct report to the secretary. So it's taking accountability up to the highest level. Secondly, it's asking us to do the internal review to make sure that our current efforts aren't duplicative, that they are the most efficient possible. And if we do identify that there are resource requirements needed, that we address those and that we make sure that there's a immediate focus on this issue.
VA Secretary David Shulkin, and he says both offices will continue to exist. He says that while this review is going on, the new office might decide to, you know, merge with the old office. For now, though, they'll remain separate entities. Also, VA is already setting up a central whistleblower office, which I thought was interesting. It requires to stand up the office that was a requirement in the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act. And Shulkin says that the whistleblower office will be a part of this new office. It is confusing, and I think people find it odd that, you know, this executive order is essentially standing up an office which in many ways might already do some of the things that it's trying to do here. And so the sense that I'm getting is that this executive order is essentially a placeholder until Congress can pass something.
Yes, because earlier you said that some things do need a legislative fix, and firing people or changing procedures, that requires Title V changes.
Yes.
And only Congress can do that. And there's a different Title 38 yeah. for the medical staff.
Right. And, you know, again, he still doesn't have, you know, there's been conversations about should we move people in and out of different titles. And that is a contentious debate, honestly. And I think this order is just trying to wrap its arms around what's been a really hard issue for them to tackle.
Well, that seems to be the characteristic of several of the executive orders, including the one regarding sanctuary cities. I mean, you could like it or not like it, but the fact is that all it says is we will enforce a law that was originally signed in 1996 by President Bill Clinton. So a lot of these things do reiterate what can already happen, but maybe haven't been happening.
Yeah, and I think I'm sensing definitely some confusion with this executive order. It remains to be seen exactly what this new office will be able to get done, considering the authorities it has and doesn't have right now.
Well, we know you will keep watching it. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to read her story at federalnewsradio.com.